Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Food Origins Podcast. Today is a little bit different. I'm doing a solo cast today, so it's just me, no guests, but I got a few of my favorite things right here in front of me that I'll be showing you. A lot of them are connected to the podcast. Some of them are guests on the podcast, and so some of them do have a product that they've founded or that they use regularly. So I have that, and then I have some of my favorite things, and then that kind of connects to a bunch of others. None of this is sponsored. I purchased everything that's here, but along the way, I have had some stuff sent to me at a later date, and then some of them, I do have affiliate links, which I will put in the show notes. So everything listed here will be in the notes, and let's get to it. First off, pretty easy to go through this one. This is Bachan's original Japanese barbecue sauce out of Sebastopol, California. This is Justin Gill and his family, his grandma's recipe, his old Bachan, and Bachan for short, which is a term of endearment in Japanese for grandmother. And Justin came out with this hot sauce in 2019. Took 6 years to come to market, and it really has taken off. And I've had Justin on the podcast recently to share his story, and his entrepreneurial spirit is super resilient. He went through a lot to get this out. So if you guys haven't tried this yet, definitely try it. One of my favorite sauces, and like I told Justin, it's my childhood in a bottle. Great flavor, salty, sweet, right up the center. Far as flavor profile, locally produced here in California. And then I have one of their other flavors. They do have four flavors right now. I have their yuzu, which is my favorite, and that's infused with Japanese lemon. They also have a hot and spicy, gluten-free, and a miso infused sauce as well. From there, we'll go into some tools. I've got a petty from Japan. This is a Kuratori petty fish slicer from Japan. I got this at Seisuke Knife in Tokyo. The forger is Kuratori, and it's a beautiful silver polished petty. It's got a great polish on it, wood handle, and it's made in Shikoku Island in Japan. So shout out to Seisuke Knife for carrying these. Really great petty. Excited to use this one. This one's just got this in Japan. Second one up is probably my favorite everyday chef's blade. This is a Miyabi USA chef's knife. It's 8 inches long. It is pretty much the one I use pretty much every day. This handle is super comfortable, easy to grab, really easy to chop everything you need. I've used this for butchery. I've used it for just about everything, cutting steaks, before and after. This is a MC63 stainless steel chef's knife from Miyabi USA, and it is one of my favorite chef's knives, probably the one I use the most. I do have several others. I have some from culinary school. I do have a global USA knife as well that is made in Japan as well. And then on to the last blade, which is, this is a utility blade. This is in its Kydex sheath. This is from Half Face Blades. This is their Disaster Junior, and this is made by Andy Arabito's team at Half Face Blades, and they are making some awesome blades. They've got a huge variety. This is their kind of bushcraft slash utility. You can pretty much use this knife for everything. You can cut up food with this as well. I got this a few years ago and love it. It's a Cerakoted in multicam black, one of my favorite patterns. And this is a limited edition. This is a numbered edition from MCBG. And they did a collab a little while ago and put some paracord on it just to grab it out of the sheath. And it's got a G10 handle. Really, really nice blades, and one of my favorites. After that, I have a feather light as well. It's not pictured here, but the reason I bring up one of the second reasons I bring up Andy's blades is after I purchased that Disaster Junior, I found out that he had a hot sauce through a company, Senior Lechuga, out of New York. Nico Lechuga and his wife Lauren started this hot sauce company out of New York, out of their garage, and it has literally blown up. This sauce is my favorite sauce, probably the best hot sauce on the planet. As you can see, the bottle's empty already. Already finished it. Nico, I need another one. But I usually buy these. They go by super fast. My wife and I blow through this sauce. And anybody that's tried this sauce, or I've told you to buy it, or I've sent you one, it's super good. So good that Joe Rogan decided to pick it up along with Half Face Blades. So now it is co-branded with Joe, Half Face Blades, and Senior Lechuga. This is their 5326 numbered hot sauce with heirloom tomatoes, winter truffles, and reapers. This sauce is spicy, but then it's got a smooth finish. Really, really great just on everything. And you guys will see me post about it all the time. And I have one of their other sauces, 002. This is another hot sauce. They're numbered based on either spice level or a story behind it, whether it's a significant address or significant number to who's making the sauce. And this is 002. This one's got chipotle, salt, and reapers. So another great one. And then the third thing I have from Sina Lechuga in front of me is their matcha that's made with Chef Claudette Zepeda. And they made this in San Diego. This is a great matcha that's got ancho chili, macadamia nut, and garlic. Delicious sauce. You can use this for all kinds of stuff. I've thrown it in fried rice, made eggs with it. Super, super good. Really, really tasty. So shout out to Senior Lechuga Hot Sauce, Nico and Lauren. Got to have you guys on the podcast very soon. But appreciate you guys. So pretty cool how those things get connected and how you find stuff. One of my other favorite things is Andy Mokel's Flip-Flop Guy Sauce. Andy Mokel is based out of Marin. Now he's up in Bozeman, Montana, and flying around the country cooking flip-flops, which is cooking a venison hindquarter over hot charcoal. And he uses this sauce along with some red wine to baste the venison and sear that meat into the grill and then slice it right off. If you haven't had a flip-flop, find Andy and you'll love it. So shout out to Andy. Andy was on the podcast. He was episode number 10. And appreciate you, man. This is really good stuff. You can use this on meat. I've actually grilled some vegetables and then tossed this sauce in there and marinated the mushrooms with that. Next item on the list I have is Purely Drinks. This is a drinking vinegar made by Judy Tan. She's the founder. She was also on the podcast to share her story. This one is grapefruit citrus, and these are fruit infused vinegars based off an old style recipe called shrubs or botanicals, which are good for your health, good for your gut, and obviously good for you. And so this has fruit infused vinegar, and it's really easy to make a drink out of this. You just mix 1 ounce of Purely with sparkling water over ice and you're good to go. And then if you want to make it from a mocktail to a cocktail, then you just add some alcohol to it as well. So super good. Shout out to Purely. I do have a discount code for Purely Drinks on their website. It's just Food Origins and you get a discount off of these. Next up is Sonoran Honey. Sonoran Honey, based out of the Sonoran Desert. It's desert honey from the Delgado family. So shout out to Sonoran Honey. They have sent this to me. It is really delicious. They've been curating bees since the 70s, his family. So they go way back. It does have this like citrus and mesquite flavor. Really, really good honey. Love it. So thank you for that. And You guys can check them out at SonoranHoneyCo.com. Next up is something else that's healthy for you, and I've been using it a lot. So shout out to Brendan. Met this guy actually making one of his videos. If you haven't seen one of his videos, you will. Just look up Santa Cruz Medicinals on Instagram and look for Brendan talking about his electrolytes. These are the orange flavored ones. If you want to stay hydrated, super good for you. I use this for working out, jiu-jitsu every day. Really good stuff. So shout out to Brendan for making these. These are awesome. Next up, and probably the last item on the list, is a salt grinder from Firecracker Farms. Super cool. Alex and his family. Alex has been growing hot peppers in Florida. I found this through Eddie Gallagher. So shout out to Eddie. Ended up buying this product a while back, and then just about everyone's starting to use it now. Really, really took off, and it's really cool. It's hot pepper infused salt into this little push grinder, and it's got a nice weight to it. And all you have to do is hit this button and press down, and it'll just grind out some salt right onto whatever you want. I use this on steak, eggs, vegetables, just kind of an everyday finisher. And it's super cool. So shout out to Alex and shout out to Eddie for this. Really, really enjoy this product. And we've got a lot of friends using this. And so appreciate you guys. And there'll be an affiliate link down the bottom for the notes for this product. But Firecracker Farm out of Florida. Thank you. And that's pretty much it as far as my favorite things. Just an update on the podcast. There are 42 episodes out on the podcast. There are all the notes and everything is at foodoriginspodcast.com. I'll be looking to do some more episodes very soon here. Just some scheduling issues that getting some more guests on. So I thought I'd sit down today and just give you some of my favorite things and some of the sauces and some of the friends that I've made for the last few years. So shout out to you guys. Appreciate your support. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys soon. Take care.